1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education Committee meetings will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, a quorum of the Land and Water Conservation Committee will attend the Farmers for Tomorrow meeting in Amherst from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. and the City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 0. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 21. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 0.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Dot Garden.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. A lesson until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it was made. A lot of it is Wisconsin-oriented. I'm going to start with the state Supreme Court race. Remember something, the primary, which could be the ball game, February 21st, that's 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. Absentee ballots have already been mailed out. You can get an absentee ballot. You can vote in-person absentee. You can't be around to vote on February 21, but definitely vote. It's a very, very low turnout normally, February primary. And so Supreme Court makes it a little juicier, but your vote will have a disproportionate impact in this kind of an election. Well, a disclosure just came out on Janet Doro. Janet Doro is one of the two. They call them conservatives, but let me tell you something. They're not conservative. This is not a fight between conservatives and liberals or Democrats and Republicans, nonpartisan. This is a fight between American democracy and commie government. That's what it's a fight about. We want to get rid of gerrymandering. We want drop boxes back. We want sane early voting procedures. We don't want intimidation of voters at polls. Saying what I just said isn't liberal or conservative or anything else. It's American. People who want gerrymandering, they don't want drop boxes. They do harass people at polls. Those people are not conservatives. That's commie government. Well, unrelated to all of that, Janet Doro is one of the candidates from Waukesha County. She's a judge. And Urban Milwaukee did some very, very good research. You should consider, it's very easy, it's a website. Urban Milwaukee. You may go, oh, well, Milwaukee, why do I want to know about Milwaukee? You should know about Milwaukee, biggest city in the state. But more important, this is a lot of issues involving the state and the state legislature. They just came out after their research with a story. They looked at cases that Janet Doro has handled in which people sold drugs and they were laced with fentanyl and they killed somebody. And the reason why that is important is because, as you know, her son, Michael Doro, is being investigated by the police right now for selling drugs at UWM students. And two of, a guy died, Cade Reddington, and two of his friends said that they saw him leave a bar, Axel's, go across the street, talk to Michael Doro, get something from him, come back. He took it in the restroom, was thrown out by the bouncer, and then he died. It turned out it was laced with fentanyl. Now, Here is the research it's Jennifer Doro, not Janet Doro. Janet Protasiewicz is the candidate whom I'm supporting, and a lot of people are supporting. Janet Protasiewicz is a very distinguished prosecutor, judge. She's an experienced judge, common sense, fair person. Against gerrymander, she's four drop boxes, four women to be able to choose how they make their own healthcare decisions. In any event, this review by Urban Milwaukee of cases by Jennifer Doro show that she's had a number of cases where people have sold drugs or laced with fentanyl and someone died. And she has told them that they should cooperate with the police, cooperate with further investigations, and take responsibility for what they did. Here's some examples. In 2020, she presided over a jury trial of a guy named Damilian Moore. That's his name, Damilian Moore, 27 years old. He was convicted of selling fentanyl-laced heroin, killed someone. And she said in the transcript at that trial, this is 2020, this isn't that long ago, quote, as a criminal justice system, we need to encourage people to do the right thing. Take responsibility when they make choices that result in the death of an individual or otherwise engaged in criminal activity, and to cooperate with further investigations. Very, very good advice. But now that Michael Doro, her son, is being investigated, she clams up. He won't cooperate. She won't say anything. She won't cooperate. He's hired a lawyer. We don't know who paid for it, but it's very possible, likely. She's the mom. She paid for it. And here's my point. By the way, there are two active drug induced homicide cases in Doro's court right now. One of them is a heroin-laced fentanyl case. There's a plea hearing in April. The other one, there's a jury this summer on a Percocet fentanyl case. Percocet laced with fentanyl. That's the same as what killed Cade Reddington. She's going to preside over that jury trial this summer. Now, here is my point. If you're running for the Supreme Court, and I understand, the bar has been somewhat lowered, but, you know, it's not that low. If you give advice to people that you have total power over in terms of sentencing, I mean, you have a lot of discretion. You tell them to cooperate with investigators, take responsibility for what they did, make sure it doesn't happen again. And then you certainly are giving the appearance of not following it yourself. She's not discussing her son's case. But she's going to sit there at a jury trial for somebody else who sold somebody some Percocet laced with fentanyl and they died. Enough's enough. I don't think that you run for the Supreme Court, start lecturing us on what's right and what's wrong. It's just not a correct thing to do in my judgment. So there you have it. It's as plain as I can say it. Now, Janet Doro is the one that two other justices, one justice, I should say, and one court of appeals judge, the justice is Rebecca Grassl Bradley, very right wing. But on the Supreme Court, voted not to certify Joe Biden. And the other one is Shelley Grogan, court of appeals judge in Waukesha. And both of them have blasted Doro. They blasted her, say that she should not be on a Supreme Court. And they blasted her for things like showing up at a debate with a binder, and then they ask her fairly simple things. And she looks through the binder for her answer, which was crafted by somebody else. And if it was crafted by her, what? She can't remember it? Look, when you run for the Supreme Court, I had a number of Supreme Court arguments when I was in private practice. And these judges are sharp. You want them to be sharp. And they don't sit there leafing through binders and stammer about what they're going to ask you. This person, in my judgment, does not have the temperament to be on the Supreme Court. And I don't want to be hearing her give advice to a guy at a jury trial this summer or the plea hearing coming up in April about what he should do when that's not the case of what's happening with her son and with her in particular. The other guy, and again, they call them conservatives. She's not a conservative. You're not a conservative if you don't believe in Wisconsin elections. If you don't believe in drop boxes when Utah has them, if you don't believe that we should have fair maps, you don't believe that Joe Biden should have been certified. I mean, he won by 21,000 votes. And she is supported. She's supported by another election denying justice, Pat Rogensack, whose seat she's running for. This is not someone who should be elected to the Supreme Court. Dan Kelly, the other one, Mark Belling, one of the most conservative talk show hosts in the state, blasted him and said he should drop out of the race. He's not competent to be a justice either. They're both taking fire, sniping from their own kind, and that is not what you want. The primary is February 21, Janet Protasiewicz. Janet Protasiewicz, I can't say enough about her. She is the most, in my view, competent. She's the most experienced person running among these four. Bella from Madison, I've already talked about him a lot. I'm not going to talk about him anymore. She has been a prosecutor in Milwaukee for more than 20 years, prosecuting rapes, murders, most awful things. You have gang activity. You have gangs killing witnesses. She knows what to do. She's tough but fair and firm, and she has a lot of support, a lot of labor support from the UAW to the carpenters to the AFT to the laborers. They know her. A lot of support. And what I like about her is she came out and said, the day after I am sworn in, somebody brings a lawsuit on fair maps, on gerrymandering. Those maps are rigged right now. We're not going to have gerrymander. And she also said, if somebody wants to bring a case on that 1849 statute passed 174 years ago when women couldn't vote about their own bodies, they couldn't even vote. They couldn't even vote. In the courts in those days, they'd have special sections for lady spectators so they wouldn't be mixing with criminals and people and their feelings wouldn't be hurt. That statute ain't going to survive with Janet Protasiewicz on that court. This is a 10-year election, by the way. It's for 10 years. So if you do not want fair maps, if you want gerrymandering, if you don't like drop boxes and you like that 1849 statute, well, you can vote for one of the other two. But I'll tell you what, if you're like me and most people I know, and you want fair maps, drop boxes, rational election laws, and certifying the person who actually wins the race, you're going to vote for Janet Protasiewicz. It's very, very important. 2 weeks, now how? 2 weeks from Tuesday? General election is April 4th. That's 6 weeks beyond the primary. Some people have called me up and said,
as a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal, giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693. You don't know my kind of
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 1 above. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 32. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Low is around 28. Overcast skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 34. 43 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 1 above.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. The lines are live from Eau Claire, Beaver Dam, Madison. Do not hang up. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Matt, can you please remind me of the big money donor that's going to put money into this election, what their name is again?
Yeah, the E-Lines, they're really the U-Line company. They own the U-Lines. The E-Lines from Illinois. They put in $70 million last time. They have a lot of money. And then Diane Hendricks of Beloit. But they have already put in, pledged seven figures. They're, Gene, they're only waiting to see whether Doro or Kelly sneak through, if either one of them does. But they're for Kelly. And they just keep piling it on and piling it on. And they're going to come out with a thing that goes something like, we want to educate the voters. We want a conservative. We want a true blue conservative. Remember something. They're not standing for conservative. This is a fight between American government and commie government. Fair maps are American government, right? Yeah.
Yep. And, Matt, you know what? This is a time for every single person in the state of Wisconsin to vote for competence, vote for experience, vote for justice for us, the people, and to tell those big money donors that we don't want their license to pollute and destroy Wisconsin protections and stick their money where the sun don't shine, or you know what, let them spend their money and let's get out there and tell, you know, down their
vote. Go get them, Gene. I love your passion. Thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Next, we go to Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Adrian. What's in your mind today?
Hey, man, I know you like to say the person is not woke until they know history, so a little history on Supreme Court races in Wisconsin. In 2011, David Prosser was the conservative incumbent running for re-election in Wisconsin Supreme Court. The challenger, the liberal challenger, was Joanne Kloppenburg. Joanne Kloppenburg won the election, and 2 days later, the county clerk in Waukesha County came forward with a flash drive that she said contained 14,000 votes that hadn't been counted yet. And lo and behold, those votes put Prosser over the top, and he was declared the winner, and he's still on the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah, I frankly, going back, it's 11 years, what I remember is there was a clerk, and I thought it was in Brookfield maybe or somewhere in Waukesha County, and I forget which election it was, but what she said was, she said she had this whole bunch of votes and she brought them home. They were in her basement, which, you know, come on, what are you bringing votes home in your basement? Anyway, you're right, they were counted. I forget the margin between Kloppenburg and Prosser, but I think whoever looked at them was at least satisfied that they had been legitimately cast, or at least they couldn't prove they weren't. But what I want to emphasize more before I go to the next caller is this, that our elections are clean and fair. There was just a clean bill of health given to us. They looked at all of the machines and all the tallies in this last election, 2022 midterms. And so I know that especially on the Republican side will frequently lie and say that there was some sort of tricks going on. And there probably are some on the Republican side against us in the past. I don't want to dwell on that. I want everybody to understand that this is a fair election. Our machines are fair. They're being fairly scrutinized. I have total confidence in them. And I'm quite convinced that this will be fairly counted this time. Adrian, thanks as always for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Oh, are you there?
Yes, I am, Andy.
Oh, okay. There was a judge that retired a couple years ago in Dodge County. A very learned guy. I think he got his law degree from Harvard. And he was always explained to the members, the people in the court, how the law works, not on a whole drawn-out basis, but try to give people a background of what it was. I always thought he would have been a prime candidate to run for the state Supreme Court justice, and he was also a Republican for Biden guy back in 2020 before the election. But when you get right down to it, if you look over the history of candidates, you can come from many different facets, but what would be the primary prerequisite that you would have to or should have in order to run? We look at our current group of candidates. Some are qualified, but they got too much baggage. Or one guy was appointed, and he was crazy. So where does your starting candidates come from? Where are their where are their pathways?
That's an excellent question, because right now it's quite sad. Everybody is sort of talking partisan. That was never the case. When I got out of law school, I was privileged to be the law clerk, the Honorable Thomas Fairchild, on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, federal courts, appellate court, just under the Supreme Court. He was fair beyond belief. He was a Democrat, but you wouldn't know it from his decisions, and the Republicans back then the same way. The first thing you want is honesty. Honesty above all. Secondly, you want somebody with good judicial demeanor who respects people and he looks on them as human beings. Third, you want somebody who is hardworking, responsible, and knows the law. And if you put that together in a package, you got a good judge. And in this case, Janet Protasiewicz puts all of that together in a package. I'm very confident in her. And she's really more old school, one of the justices. She would be a justice like Tom Fairchild and the great courts in the past. In 50 years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court was deemed one of the top two in the country, along with the California Supreme Court. Nobody would say that now. Nobody would say that now. Go to a break. The lines are open. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get to the next caller after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A progressive voice from
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids will host the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls event on Saturday, February 18th. It will take place at the new Focus location on 2321 West Grand Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 local restaurants are providing a selection of soups, and the day will include basket raffles with products and services donated by local businesses. For $10, guests will receive a handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student and a meal of soup, bread, and a beverage. Signs and a road in the town of Lincoln near Grand Marsh were graffitied, and law enforcement is asking the public for help. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and Adams County Sheriff's Office are asking for help locating those responsible for damaging Town of Lincoln property. The road signs are on 6th Avenue between Dyke Avenue and Eagle Avenue. Tipsters can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a $1,000 cash reward. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 0. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 21. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 0.
Election is an election that follows the rules, but the rules are unfair. In our country, we've always had rigged elections because we've always had the Electoral College, and gerrymandering is a form of rigging, and voter suppression is rigging. And then a fraudulent election, which I think is vanishingly rare in the United States, I don't know if we've ever had any in the last many decades, would be one where there's actually cheating that affects the outcome. And I think it's important that we don't conflate those two concepts. And I worry that when we talk about rigged elections, that people confuse those and that that's counterproductive. I just wonder what you have to say about that.
No, I appreciate that. You know, and that that is a level of analysis and nuance that you'd normally see in one of Plato's dialogues. I'm not kidding. In other words, you're really digging down deep. I think the average assumption, and one that I share, would be there are things that are baked into the Constitution. For instance, electors, so that Wyoming gets two senators, which is two electors for the Senate, and California gets two. And California has, you know, tens of millions of people, and Wyoming has 600,000. I don't look on that as rigged. That's baked in the Constitution. I'd like to see that changed. But so I don't, and I frankly don't like to throw around things like rigged election, fake election, fraudulent election, cheating election. What I'd like to get across to everybody is our elections in this country are the fairest in the world, how they're administered and everything about them. And our voting machines and our election this last time just got a clean bill of health. And I really never use those words. When Janet Protasiewicz used the term rigged maps as opposed to election, what she's saying is that these were gerrymandered maps. And I do believe that gerrymander is a violation of the Constitution. It flat out is, because you have the Republicans get somewhere between 48 and 52% of the vote, call it 50-50, and they get two-thirds of the legislature. That's not fair, and that's not baked into the Constitution. But you have a very deep mind in terms of winnowing through all this. I appreciate it very much. I want to talk about something now that absolutely blew me away. And you tell me if you feel the same way. An audio was just released. It was released anonymously by somebody in the Republican Party, but it's a true audio who is opposed now to Trump and doesn't want to see him run again. And this was taken on November 5th. This audio was right after the election when Trump lost. And it's about the election in 2020 now. And the former Wisconsin Trump campaign head, a guy named Andrew Iverson, who is now the Midwest Regional Director for the Republican National Committee. Now, remember, everything I'm about to say was said on audio by a guy who's still the Midwest Regional Director for the Republican National Committee. You know, they have an East Coast Director, West Coast Director. He's the Midwest Director for the Republican National Committee. And then here's what it says. I'll read you the transcript, but you can go online and listen to it and read it yourself. It says, comms is going to continue to fan the flames and get the word out that the Dems stole the election. Now, comms is not clear to me what that stands for, C-O-M-M-S, whether it's Trump personally or the people running his campaign. And then it goes on to say this. It says, we'll do whatever they need. Just be on standby if there's any stunts we need to pull. There's any stunts we need to pull. This guy's still the head of the Republican National Committee region here in the Midwest. And then he goes on to say, in the background, you can hear people grudgingly praising the Democrats for turnout, knowing the Democrats won, and then joking about efforts to engage black voters. And here's Iverson saying, quote, do we even talk to black people before? I don't think so, kind of, you know, sarcastically. Now, remember a couple of things. This audio was the November 5th, right after the November election for president in 2020. The guy who's featured on it was the, at the time, the Trump campaign head in Wisconsin. And he's saying things like this. They're going to continue to fan the flames and get the word out that the Dems stole the election. And then here's what he says. We'll do whatever they need. Just be on standby if there's any stunts we need to pull. Oh, really? You're on standby to pull stunts? And Mr. Iverson, what kind of stunts? What was going through your mind? This guy, somebody's got to get this guy under oath. And then in the background, they actually go, well, the Dems did a hell of a job engaging black voters. And Iverson says, do we even talk to black people before? I don't think so. The guy is still the Republican regional director for the Midwest. This has got to be looked into. Attorney General call, Merrick Garland. This has got to be investigated. He's got to be taken in under oath. He's got to be subpoenaed. And if he blows off the subpoena, we know the sanctions for blowing off a subpoena. And this guy, you know, now you think that this is, well, okay, but now he's the Midwest director for the Republicans, not, hey, Wisconsin's in the Midwest. He's the guy. But here's another one. Now keep this in mind. The new state Republican chairman, Brian Schimming, S-C-H-I-M-M-I-N-G, elected December 10 to be the new Republican chairman. He was involved with the fake elector business. Let me give you what came out in Urban Milwaukee. And I'm going to say again, a plug for Urban Milwaukee. It's not just Milwaukee. It's statewide. It's a lot of important stuff. It's a free website. Go on it. Urban Milwaukee every day. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Anyway, Urban Milwaukee, he was on a radio show with a host named Vicky McKenna. Now, Vicky McKenna is bad news. She's very right-wing. She's not even smooth about it, and she's insulting. And they were talking about the January 6th insurrection. And Vicky McKenna says that it is calling it an insurrection is a fantasy by, quote, this is Vicky McKenna, filthy, lying, despicable progressives. Okay, anybody out there is a progressive? Well, Vicky McKenna says filthy, lying, despicable progressives. And then Brian Schimming, who is right now the chairman of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, said, well, they have to perpetuate this. Well, they have to perpetuate what she called filthy, lying, despicable progressives, that somehow the insurrection is an insurrection. He's saying this on the air. He's saying this on the air. Then the Urban Milwaukee article points out that Schimming worked with an attorney, Jim Troupas. Remember Jim Troupas? He was up to his neck in alligators on the fake electors. Walker appointed him briefly as a judge at one point. Troupas was very big on the fake electors. And there was a phone call that Troupas was on and Brian Schimming, the new chairman, was on. The new chairman was on. Brian Schimming and Troupas with Giuliani and a guy named Cheesebro. Cheesebro is a lawyer who really kind of masterminded the fake elector scheme. And Giuliani says, no media. No, make sure there's no heads up to the media. Now, how do I know all this? How does Urban Milwaukee know all this? Because Andrew Hitt, the former chairman, who was a fake elector himself and is desperately trying to get out of trouble, testified to the January 6th committee, and he said this. He said this. Schimming also defended Robert Spindell. You remember Robert Spindell? Robert Spindell was a fake elector, and he's on the Wisconsin Election Commission. And he's the guy who is boasting to other Republicans that they had knocked out 37,000 black and Hispanic voters. Remember, Mandela Barnes's margin of loss was only 27,000. And he was boasting about it. He was boasting about it. Vicky McKenna on this show said that Biden is a fascist and the FBI are brown shirts. On the show that Schimming is on, and then when it came time to him to respond on Robert Spindell, he goes, well, Spindell was really just talking about how we really want to do outreach with black and Hispanic voters. And this guy is the chairman of the Republican Party. Andrew Hitt told the January 6th committee about the phone call with Giuliani, Schimming was on. These guys are up to no good. And he texted that to the Republican executive director, Mark Johnson. Want everybody to understand before we go to the lines, these guys are still running the Republican Party. Brian Schimming is the present chairman. Iverson is the Midwest regional director for the Republican National Committee. They'll do it again. They'll do it again. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, and then the next call. But start with Wisco Paul. What's your mind today, Paul?
Happy Friday. And these guys call themselves conservatives. It's a ridiculous thing. That's when I got to go back to the Supreme Court race. They've labeled it liberals, conservatives. If that's what conservatives are, I don't want anything to do with it. And the Supreme Court race should not be liberal against conservative anyway.
Right.
This whole thing in the states is going to come down to the Supreme Court race, and it's going to get down and dirty. Anyway, I'm going to keep bringing this up right up through the primary. There's only one person on there, and it's Judge Janet, and that's it. And the rest of them are either election deniers or they want gerrymandering. All of a sudden, this Supreme Court race is coming down to democracy, for goodness sakes. And I don't want to get too worked up on a Friday, right. So thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks, Paul. But you're right. It's 10 years, and that's the swing vote. If Janet Protasiewicz gets in, we're going to have fair maps. If she doesn't, we're not. It's as simple as that. Joe of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next, Joe.
Well, I'll get worked up on a Friday. I'll take that on. And I'm kind of worked up about the dear Republican candidate on the Republican side, Jennifer Doerr, who's has a situation with her son, and in my estimation, is not tackling it. She is playing off two different parts, which is the mom, my son, and then also the fact that her son is her adult son who has been making his own choices. She said that she feels, I'm shocked that the Journal Sentinel and some of my opponents would think it's okay to use my son for their own political ends. They're not using her son for their own political ends. They are stating a fact that her son has allegedly been involved with, under investigation for dealing a drug that was laced with fentanyl. It's really important. And she said that this is so important that people should be jailed for this. There's one way around this, if she wanted to say. She could say, I love my son. I want everything for my son and for everyone's son. And she could say, I urge my son to cooperate with the investigation. That, right. To me, would be the separation that would say it. I urge my adult son to step up and cooperate with the investigation. It's her son's choice whether he does or not. But for her to say that it's that other people should, who are charged with this crime, should do it, and then to say no when it's your own son, come on,
right.
You got to do the right thing. Even though it's painful, you got to do the right thing. Thanks, man.
Joe, thank you so much, as always. That is articulately put. I got to go to a break right now. Other people on the line, I'll get to you right after the break, and I'll comment a little more on Joe's point after the break. 844-967-2789, back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Brookfield's choice for news, talk, radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today. Bill of Shorewood.
Hi, Matt. The jobs report for January just came out. An astonishing 517,000 jobs added. And this brings the unemployment rate down to 3.4%. The lowest since May of 1969. When Joe Biden started, when he was inaugurated, the unemployment rate was 6%. It is now down to 3.4%, which is an astonishing record. Thank you very much for the time.
Well, thank you, Bill. And that is succinctly put, as well as can be put, is how well that Joe Biden is doing this economy. Because remember something, when he came in, things were dicey. 3.4%, best since 1969. I'll tell you what, in 1969, I was about to go in the Navy, and it was an entirely different world. That was 54 years ago. But anyway, thank you very much for that. It is doing great. Inflation has come down every month over the last 6 months. Every month over the last 6 months. Remember how we always talk about we want $15 minimum wage? Well, you know, right now, restaurants and Walmart and others are paying anywhere from 18 to 22 just to get people in the free market. It's raised wages. Inflation's coming down. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1969. Bill, thanks very much. I want to give you a quick Ukraine update, a Russia update. This is very serious. And I think it's important to keep this in mind every day. Putin has now given a speech invoking World War II and saying that, in effect, what he's doing is standing up to the Nazis. And he forgets, of course, the 1940 accord between Stalin and Hitler, which really set Hitler on his way to try to take over Europe. They agreed to be partners and divide up Poland. The Russians themselves were Nazis in terms of their ideology. They are now starting the major offensive into the early spring. They've already lost almost 200,000 people, men, dead or badly wounded, 200,000. And they've killed some of their own wounded. He is about to flood Ukraine, coming down through Russia, through Crimea, which he already had seized in 2014, with at least another 100,000, maybe several hundred thousand more men. It is absolutely essential that we in Western Europe get Ukraine the weapons to drive this back. Absolutely essential. I've talked before about F-16s and long-range HIMARS, and it's really more than that now. Ukraine is our surrogate for democracy. It's not only containing the Russians, but if the Russians succeed in taking over Ukraine, Sergei Lavrov, their foreign minister, said now they're going to take over Moldova, and they're going to keep pressing and pressing NATO. They've got to be stopped. And the other thing, before we go to the lines, I see callers on the line. Before we go to the lines, Russia now is violating the what's called the New START Agreement. You may remember that. New START Agreement, February 5th, 2021. It's the only agreement we have now on nuclear weapons with them. It limits us each to 1,500 warheads on a strategic nuclear arsenal. It does not limit us on tactical nuclear weapons, but we threaten Russia, and right now they don't seem to be inclined to use those because they're going to regret it. But the thing that they're violating is we have mutual inspections as a right. They can come in and look at our warheads, and we can go in and look at theirs. Now they're like Iran. They won't let us in. And there's a second part of the agreement that says if there's a dispute, you should meet. They won't meet. They won't meet to discuss it. They will not meet to discuss it. So we're going to go to the lines, but whatever you can do in terms of conversation with friends, letters to the editor, calling your congressman, calling your senator, get weapons to Ukraine now, even more than we have, not just tanks a year from now. I'm talking about ammunition, long-range missiles and HIMARS and F-16s. They've got to be able to kill a lot more of those Russians, and I don't like saying it that way. People are human beings, but when a Nazi army is coming at you, my uncle fought in Korea in 1950, and he said, you know, when the Marines were out there, suddenly the communist Chinese came over screaming. He's very lucky he lived. We have got to stand by Ukraine. Go to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jake?
Hey, Matt. Well, I just like to remind people that Judge Janet got her law degree from Marquette University, an outstanding law school. Was her two conservative right-wing opponents, Dan Kelly and Jennifer Doro, both got their law degrees from Pat Robertson's fraudulent scam university, Regent University, which was barely even accredited at the time they attended, and is one of the, you know, recognized as one of the worst law schools in America there in Virginia. So, you know, once we realize that the legal background of the two Republican candidates is extremely subpar, to say the least, and Judge Janet has an outstanding legal background, it should be an easy race, an easy decision for anybody to make when they go to vote on the 21st. Vote for Judge Janet.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. And that is just terrific. I mean, Judge Janet it isn't even close. You know, if you had these four applicants come to you for a major job, and you looked at Judge Janet, a DA in Milwaukee, assistant DA for more than 20 years, prosecuting the worst crimes, one of the best in the office and a great judge, hardworking, honest and responsible. And she's for fair maps. What are you going to do? Go with these other two who say that they wouldn't certify Joe Biden, even though he won the race? I mean, give me a break. Thank you very, very much. I want to leave everybody with one. This blew me away. It's a sort of a humorous thing. You know how the Republicans put on crazy ads against Democrats? Well, down in Missouri, they're putting on an ad saying, remember Josh Hawley? Josh Hawley is bad news. His Democratic opponent, they say, well, his ads, he doesn't have a Southern accent. Hey, guys, there's a difference between a St. Louis accent and a Southern Missouri accent. That is a border state, set out the Civil War. It's bounded on all sides by all different kinds of states. The St. Louis newspaper blasted the Republicans. They said he has a Missouri accent. What, you don't like St. Louis accents? What, you want an accent that's right down near Mississippi or something? Okay, there's some fine folks down there too. But don't be saying that the guy doesn't have a Southern accent. He has a Missouri accent. You know, and Harry Truman was from Missouri, great president. He had a Missouri accent. And we don't want to be hearing people criticizing what kind of accent. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.